Rav Chinina, Nun Hey Mabez, about 8 lines up. We have been talking about measurement of the Tchumen, what's included in the city, and what is not included in the city. Amar Rav Chinina, Bar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Ashi, Im Yesh Sham Shalosh Chatzeros Shoshnei Batim Hukva'u. We said before that if you have a couple of people living in huts, dilapidated little huts, so they don't count at all to make up a city, and you count the tchum from 2,000 amos outside of the doorway of those huts. They're not chashuv enough to count as a city themselves. But, says Rav Ashi, that if you have in that chatzers of dilapidated huts, you have three chatzeros of two houses, so then that's koveya, the entire place, to be considered a city. So even though the rest of the area is made up of these tsrifim, but if you have at least three chatzeros of two houses each, so then that's hukvu, that's koveya, the entire area. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the two lines of Agadata about these types of huts. Amar Rav, Yoshvei tsrifin, Vahoche midbarios, Chayehen Einon Chayim, Unishehem uvenehem einan shalahem. People who live in these types of huts, the people who travel on the derech always, and they don't have meaning they're basically homeless. Chayehen einan chayim, their life is not a life. Unishehem uvenehem einan shalahem, and their wives and children literally aren't theirs. We'll see what this means in a minute. Tanina mihachi, Eliezer ish biri omer yoshvei tsrifim ki yoshvei kvarim. Those people who live in these huts are like those who live in Kvarim. Rashi explains, because these are people who are totally subject to the elements. There's no protection for them. Rashi writes in the fifth to last wide line on the bottom, Kiyosh v'kvaros, Kemesim, Lefisha mechusarin hanahein velokin beruchos bezerem ubamatar. They are totally subject to the elements, the rain and everything else. So that's why they're like Yoshvei Kfarim, just like a mace doesn't have any protection. He's just there by himself. So too, these people who live in these little huts. V'albanoseim hu omer, and regarding their daughters, it is said, Arur shochev im kol behema. Right, what does that mean? What does that have to do with the daughters? It just means that they are usher to their husbands. Why are they usher to their husbands? My taima. Why? Because we assume that something happens to them. Ula amar, she'en lehem mer chatzos. They don't have bathhouses or showers near there. What does that mean? So Rashi here explains, because their husbands go to take a shower, go to take a bath, and there's no place nearby, so the husbands have to go far away to find a place to wash themselves. And while the husbands are away, other menafim come in and are with the wives. And that's why, what the Gemara meant before, that the wives and the children aren't theirs, because the husbands go far away to the merchatzos, these women are left alone. Verb Yochanan Amar, second day of nation, margishin zela zebel tefila. Different reason. Not that because of the husbands, but because when these women have to go out to the mikveh somewhere, so they don't go alone. It's dangerous. They go with two women each, and they're talking, and men will hear them on the way and realize it's just two women, and will go and attack them there. And as Rashi explains, there's an isra of yichud, two women and one man. The other way doesn't work. The end of the Gemara, the end of Kedusha, talks about the halachas of yichud, but two women and one man is a yichud problem, and therefore that also is a worry, because when on their way to the mikvah, it's makom rochel. Rashi explains with margishta shchein and v'yish rasha rodei fachareihen. People will hear about it umisyachid imahen, and it says a kedushin. Well, it's yachid ishim shtei nashim, it's yachid adam and shtei nashim. So those are two reasons why these people who live in the tsrifim are run into problems. My ben, what's the difference between these two reasons of merchatzaos and tefila? Ikebeinayu nahara desamech labesa. The difference is, let's say you have a nahar, you have a river that's close to the house. So as Rashi explains, a river that's good for tefillah, you can go to the mikveh in the river. So regarding the second reason, it would not apply, because they don't have to go so far out. So the reason of margishin zelazeh betefillah does not apply. But the reason of merchasos, Rashi assumes that these rivers aren't good to be lehit rachetzen. They're still not good. They'll be good for a mikvah, but they won't be good for rechitza. So that's why the husbands will still have to go far away, and that reason would still apply. That's what, as Rashi says. The whole issue of keeping the Leil HaTefillah secret and quiet, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes in Kuf Tzadik Ches, in the end of Hilchas Chatzitza, right? Kuf Tzadik Ches is all about the Chatzitza. It's a big seven about Chatzitza. So in Sif Mem Ches, you see, it's a pretty big simon. Sif Mem Ches, the Ramah quotes, Yesha Kasvu, Sheesh Leisha Lios Snua Belal Tilasa. A woman should be tzanu about tevilas, meaning nobody else should have to know about the night of the mikvah, if it's possible. V'chei noagu anashim lahaspil al tevilasan. They're master del al tevilas, shlo leilech b'mehuma o b'fnei brios, shlo yagishu mehen b'nei adan. U'mishe'ena osakein, and whoever doesn't, whoever is not master, and they talk about it publicly, and they tell their friends, hey, I'm going to the mikvah tonight, if they're not tzanu about it, no more aleha, or shochev yin behema, a play on our Gemara. Right, that's a problem. The Yeshlahem, Lizar, when you go out in that tefillah, the Rama quotes that Shivka Bachaverta, Shivka Batrila Davar Tame, Ovikochav, okay, a lot of Kabbalistic stuff, after the mikvah. By the way, that's Me'ikar Adin. Again, we paskin that if it means that you're not going to be able to go to the mikveh that night, so then that's, so we say that it's not an embarrassment if certain other people have to know about it. Somebody's staying at the in-laws, at the parents, so they go and they have to go to the mikveh. This is a way of life. That's not called embarrassing. The post can say, Rav Moshe has a tshuva and others have a tshuva. That's not called embarrassing. Rabbi Forrest writes, if the couple is supposed to be honored at a dinner that night, and if they don't show up then, she's going to come with wet hair. Okay, that's something that the whole community, that's something that's talked about. The Shevet Alevi has a tshuva. Maybe we'll read inside if we have time later. We just gotta time ourselves today. If the Shevet Alevi is a shuv where a woman owned a store, and if she closes the store early, the whole community is gonna know. So then he's a mako to, it was a Thursday, he was mako to, quoting from an earlier tshuva, the Mahari Asad, he mako to push it off one day from Thursday to Friday night when he closed anyway, because again, it's a whole community issue. But again, to have a neighbor know, neighbor like, you have to go, you're going to have a babysitter, whatever it is, that's not called giloy, that's a tzorech. Sometimes you have to get things, you have to ask people to be involved. And you're allowed to be mishana, you're allowed to lie in certain circumstances, make up any story you want, but in general, Maker Adin, one is supposed to be master the tefillah in front of Brios. Okay, again, we'll talk more about that at the end. But today, the challenging daf, so we have to get a little moving. Make sure we have time. Amar Rav Huna, you should have the picture book though. By the way, for later, we're going to need the picture book. Amar Rav Huna, kol yer she'ein bo yerek, ein tamidei chachamim rashai ladur ba. Any city that doesn't have vegetables, a talmid chacham is not allowed to live there. What does that mean? No vegetables. Says Rashi. Rashi says, last line, L'fisha yarak tov l'machal. Vegetables are healthy. V'nilkach bezol, and they're cheap. V'yochol lasok b'torah. And if you buy vegetables, you'll be healthy. You don't have to spend more time at work. Be able to sit home and learn. So that's what Rashi says. The ikar is for us. Related to the next line of the Gemara is that it's good for you. Tosfos here points out a Gemara in Shabbos we had that says that yarakos are not good for you because it causes you to be more hungry and you're going to have to spend more time eating. It says maybe there's a difference between raw vegetables and cooked vegetables. Maybe raw vegetables are not a problem, but cooked vegetables are wonderful and cooked. Okay, so if you ever need any more ammunition to get the kids to eat vegetables, right here. So in Dafka, Rashi explained Tabal Chacham, why Tabal Chacham Dafka, that's why he has the line of Yachol Asok Batorah. He asked the Gemara, Lamemer Diyark Ma'alya, is this to tell me that vegetables are healthy? V'hatanya, we learned in Abraisa, Shlosha Marben Es HaZevel, three things are Marbe, the Zevel in a person, the waste in a person, v'kofvin esakoma, and make him be bent, v'notlin echon mechamish meos, mimor enef shel adam, and it takes away 1/500th of the light of the eyes of the eyesight of a person, v'elohein, pas kiber v'shecher chadash v'yarak. What are the things? Pas kiber, that means bread made out of the psoles of the flour. When you process flour, you have the fine flour and you have the coarse leftovers. So if you make bread out of the coarse bran that's left over, that's pas kiber. V'shecher chadash, that means fresh beer. V'yarak, and vegetables. So you see, vegetables are in this group that is not such a, doesn't do such wonderful things for you. So lokasha, ha betumi vekarsi, ha bishar yiraki. It depends on the kind of vegetables. By tumi akarsi, tum, the tough and the shin switch, shum, that's referring to garlic, vekarsi, and leek. Karsi is one of the hiratzons on Rosh Hashanah night. She yichrusu sonenu. So karsi is leek. So ha betumi vekarsi, ha bishar yiraki. This is by other vegetables. Which is which? Rashi has two deos here. First day is tumi vekarsi are not good, and the others are good. And then he says v'nireb einaya. He thinks based on other gemaras that tumi vekarsi are good. Why? Because he quotes a gemara in Moed Kata Baba Kama, and then he quotes a gemara in Brachas we had on Daf Mem Dalid to yafin lebnei meayin that kreshin are good for the intestines. That's why Rashi thinks like the second day that tumi vekarsi are good for you, those two vegetables, and shai yiraki are not. Kid detanya, as we have another brisa which says, and this fits again, I have to read it based according to the two deos, but kid detanya says shum yarak. A garlic is like a vegetable. It's great for you. Creation chatzi yerek. Creation leeks are pretty good. They're like half a yerek. Nira tznon, nira samchayim. Oh, if you have a radish in the house, oh, you got the medicine of life there. The samachayim. Yes, in Mitzora it says the samachayim is miha isha chavetz chayim. The Medrash quoted at the beginning of Parshas Mitzora that keeping sefer tehillim and keep it washing your mouth. That's the samachayim. Yes, this is another samachayim that's tznon. Hatanya nira tznon nira samamaves. But if another brisa that says that a radish is the samamaves, well kasha ba'alan habimos. Depends if you're the leaves or the bulbs of the radish. Kan b'yimosachama, kan b'yimosachshamim. Or the depends if it's in the winter or in the summer. Tosfos here has two opinions. How do you read this line that we just read? Kan. Is it two separate ideas? Kan ba'alan, kan b'imahos. And related to that whole line is kan b'yosachav, kan b'yosach shamim. One, the alan is good in one season and the imahos is good in the other season, and each one is bad in the opposite season. That's the second way that Tosfos likes to read the Gemara. That's v'nira lefarish. The first day, which he seems to quote is Rashi, is that no, it's the yosachav, yosach shamim is a limit within imahos. Kan ba'alan, kan b'imahos. Alan are hard, not good for you. Imahos, the bulbs, are good. And even imahos, they're only good, kan b'yosachav, kan b'yosach shamim, they're only good in one of the seasons, not in the other season. Okay, two ways to read the Gemara. How do you put these two lines together? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol ir sheishba milos umardos, any city that has milos umardos, that has very steep steps. We had milos umardos a couple of months ago in the first parak. We talk about the milos umardos of Beis Choro, and if it's a very steep place, does that count as Rosh Hashayachid? But milos, any city that has very high, steep hills, adam uvehema sheba mesim mechatzi yemehem. The people and the animals in that city die in half their days. So mesim chatzaka daitach, they die, they don't die. Elaema mazkinim b'chatzi yameihem. No, they get old. They have to be schlepping up these hills and going down these hills. So then that's going to cause them to get old early. Again, though we know nowadays, steps is good for the hearts, right? Whenever you don't take elevators, take the steps. It's always good for you. But in general, that says the Gemara. It's if you have a lot of steep hills, which most places in Eretz Yisrael have steep hills. So I guess there's got to be a counterbalance. But at least there's some type of message of Milo Sumardos being maskin people b'chatzi yameihem. Amar Rav Huna b'Rebbe Yeshua, along these lines, Hainu Mulyasa debei Biri debei Narsh az Kanun. Bei Biri and Bei Narsh are two places. These Mulyasa, these steep areas in between the two places, az Kanun, make people old. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Everybody ready? A little astronomy and astrology. Tana Rabbanan. Ba l'rava merabeya b'ribua olam. What's the halacha? Let's say, as we said yesterday and in the Mishnayos, if there's a circle city or some other shaped city, you square it on the outside. You put a square around it and measure the 2,000 amos from outside that square. How do you draw the square? No sin litzvona, litzvona olam, vidroma, lidroma olam. Right? As we said yesterday, if it's a diagonal, if it's a square already in a diagonal shape compared to the north, south, east, west of the world, so you don't make another square around it. That was the Havamina. But in general, let's say you're drawing the square in the first place. If you're drawing the square in the first place around your circular city, you have to do it straight. You have to do it due west to due east to due south, and across exact lines of the tchum, perfect with the different directions. Question is, what if you're out of the middle of nowhere and you don't have a compass? I was trying to, yesterday, when was the compass invented? I was looking at some of the mafreshim, we're talking about it, a matzpun, but I didn't know, but it could be that they didn't have compasses b'zman Gemara. I just didn't do the research. Got a Google compass creation whatever invent, but I didn't get a chance last night. But let's say so the Gemara is figuring out though. Let's say you don't have a compass. In any case, I heard there's a new from compass thing that you can get people for Hanukkah. Okay, to get where your Yerushalayim is. But how do you figure out where the directions are? So the Gemara has two possibilities. How do you figure out the directions if you don't have a compass and you're not sure? Number one, v'simaneich, agola b'tzafon v'akrib badarum. Number one is agola, which I saw in the translation means Taurus, the zodiac of Taurus, and akrib, scorpion, is in the south. Meaning if you can figure out the constellations, so you can look, I guess you have to do this the night before, because you only can see them at night, but at least Thursday night, if you remember tomorrow, you're going to need a tchum. So if you could find this constellation of Taurus, that's the north side, and Akrav is in the south side. And I just looked in the article of this, the footnote, Rabbi Belsky has a footnote that Akrav really, there are other constellations that are more south, but this is the one that's most visible to the naked eye. That's why the Gemara gives the Akrav. So Agla B'Tzavon V'Akrav Adorim. So if you know where these two constellations are, so then you'll know. This is also the North Star. So no, it doesn't.
Is that always north south the entire year?
That's what Gemara assumes. Gemara assumes that these two are constant throughout the entire year. That's one possibility. Yeah. But what happens, I guess, says the Gemara, another possibility. Let's say you don't know the constellations or need another option. Or let's say it's Friday morning and you didn't look last night. So Omar Rav Yossi Omer, another pshat. Im einu yodea l'rabba ribua shel olam, if you don't know how to be merabeya, like ribua make a square according to the size of the world, merabeya kamin hatkufa. You square it according to the tkufa. What does tkufa mean? For our purposes, Rashi means, it means following the arc, the solar arc. Following how the sun rotates every day. Rashi says, Maru gana tufa right across, Lefi hiluch siva v'achama, Nikar eza ruach dromis v'eza ruach tzfonis. You could see. I saw some pictures, and not here in the picture book, but in the Pirushchai, and on the bottom there. So, it's as follows. Basically, what we need to know for this Gemara is as follows. The sun, as we know, always rises in the east and sets in the west. But, it doesn't always go from due east to due west. Right, it doesn't go from due east exactly over and over you. That's what happens on the equinox. On the equinoxes, so then exactly equal days and nights. So then the sun is exactly going from due east, going across to due west. But what happens at other times? So it starts off at the spring, the longest day of the year, let's say, the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, the sun has its most northern arc. It goes from the east, but on going across the sky on the most northern side of the sky, going towards and setting in the west. And every day, going from the longest day of the year, from the summer solstice, all the way until the fall equinox, going from there, it gets a little closer to the middle of the sky. And that is all as the days get shorter and shorter. As it gets to the middle, the fall equinox, then it's exactly in the middle. Then, after that, as the days get shorter and shorter, so then it's in the southern side of the sky. Again, going from east to west, always, but going across the southern part of the sky. And then, it goes all the way to the southern part until it gets to the other corner, which is the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, right? Tkufas Teves. And then that's then going across, that's the shortest day of the year. That's when, again, it's always going from east to west, but it's always going across the sky in a different area. Okay, that's what we have to know for this Gemara. But again, what's the Gemara going to tell us? So then if you generally know what season it is. That's what the guy's not going to not know that. So he knows if the days are long, he knows if the days are short. So as long as you're not on an equinox day, you're going to be safe. Again, there are only 2 days of the year that this is not going to help you. But as long as you know, you look at the sun and you see what side of the sky it's on. If you see it's rising in the east, so you see what side of the sky is going on. If it's going on, you know it's the days are longer. You know it's in the summer, so you know whatever side is going on, that's the north. Because that we just explained, it's going to be on the north side of the sky during the longer days. It's going to during the summer. It's going to be on the south side of the sky during the winter. Okay, that is all background. Just one other point of introduction. The sun, what makes it get more south as it goes, let's say, starting from the longest day to the shortest day, it's tilted, the arc is tilted a little bit towards the south. The arc is, it goes on an axis, on an orbit, but it's tilted towards the south. So every day it's tilted a little bit towards the south and it goes back around. And then it comes, every time it goes around in another orbit, it gets a tiny, tiny drop, a little more, whatever degrees, a little more south until it gets back to the center. Okay, so that's all by way of introduction. And that's all, it's all in Rashi. It's all in Rashi in Zehu Pnei Tzafon. The Earth is orbiting. Okay, right. The Earth is orbiting, but from our vantage point, we're going around it in that way. Correct. Ketzad. Says the Gemara. So how do you, says Rabbi Yossi, if you don't know how to draw your line, so then you square Kiminat Kufa based on the solar axis. Ketzad. Chama Yotza biyom aruch v'shokas biyom aruch zehu pnei tzafon. On the longest day of the year, the sun goes out from the... Right, goes out and goes in on the Pnei Tzafon, on the northern side. As we said, it starts in the east and goes to the west, but where it goes over in the sky, its arc is in the most northern from our vantage point, as Yisrael said, from our vantage point, it's from the most north side. So if you see that, then you know, in any of the summer days, you know that side's the north. And draw your tchum line there. Chama yotza b'yom katzer v'shakas b'yom katzer is the opening darum. On the shortest day, then it's in the southernmost side. Tkufas nisan, tkufas tishrei. Chama yotza b'chatzi mizar v'shakas b'chatzi ma'ariv. Tkufas nisan, which is the spring equinox, v'shakas tkufas tishrei, which is the fall equinox. So then it's exactly in the middle, and then it's not going to help you figure out where the tchum is. Shenemar is all based on a pasuk in Koheles. Holech el darom b'sofev el safon. It goes towards the south. That means that the ark is tilted, again, from our vantage point towards the south, b'sofev el safon, and it goes around to the north, which means picture the tilt of the sun as it goes over the earth. It's tilted towards the south. But when you go back around underneath during the night, so it's got to be to the north, because to follow the circle, it's got to be behind the earth. It's got to be to the north. So that's the pasuk. Holech al darom b'sofev el safon. Holech al darom b'yom. During the day, it's bent towards the south. B'sofev el safon b'layla, because then it goes behind. It's the tilt. It goes behind the earth. And whenever you have a circle, I was going to bring in my globe today, but whenever you have picture a ring around the earth, so those pictures we know of Saturn, when you have one ring that's towards the south, so if it goes back around, you have a perfect circle, so it goes up to the north in the back. So the assumption of the Gemara is that we're all talking about northern hemisphere. Talking about northern hemisphere because that's where most of the civilized world was at that time. So this is all northern hemisphere discussion. Good ha'ara. But all northern hemisphere. So if anybody's listening in Brazil, so then you have to make everything opposite. Sovev holech haruach elu pnei mizrach upnei ma'ariv. So what is the continuation of the pasuk mean? It goes around. So if holech haruach elu pnei mizrach upnei ma'ariv pa'amim mahalachasan upa'amim misavavton. What does it mean? Sovev holech. So it says according to Rashi, mahalachasan means that the sun goes above the area. Umisavavton means it doesn't go above it, but during the night the sun goes behind it. Which means what? At least according to the way Rashi understands, that there are some places, as we said, in the longest days, there's much more sunlight. As we know, there's a longer day. So in the summer days, some places on the earth, the sun's going to be included in them when it goes on top of them. That's mahalacha sun. But sometimes during the winter, those same days, those same places, the sun would be behind them when it goes. It won't go over them exactly. So it's the mahalacha sun means going over them. Misavavtam go means going behind them. So that is all. Reb Yossi had to figure out the tchum if you want to use the solar orbits, or whatever, the earth orbits or around the sun. Amar Misharshi. Misharshi has just a little machlokas, a little ha'ara. Lesner lahani klali. I don't agree with any of this. I don't agree with this last diuk. What last diuk? Just one detail, that the sun starts off in the most northern spot and goes to the more, goes across and on the summer solstice, and in the winter solstice it goes to the total corner, the opposite, the south corner, going from east to west. He doesn't think, or Bashar doesn't think it stops and it goes in all those corners. It doesn't go so far. So it's not as extreme as the previous shita. The Tanya lo yatzachama me ola miker mizrachis tzvonis. The sun never started out in the northeast corner. Vishaka b'ker ma'arves tzvonis, and going all the way to the northwest corner. V'lo yatzachama miker mizrachis dromis. Vishaka b'ker ma'arves dromis. So he just has that horror that it doesn't go from the mamish, the corners in the northwest to the northeast to northwest and southeast to southwest. It didn't go to all corners. It started a little bit closer in. It didn't get all the way to the what's due north, south, east and west. Yeah. Is it a question of Metzius? Could be. I'm not well versed in this. I don't know what the lumdus might be behind this. But obviously it is a machlokas. But I'm not sure what it's about. Okay. Period. Omar Shmuel. Now we're talking about solar issues, so I'm going to talk about other issues. Okay. 3 points of introduction for the next piece of Gemara. Number one, we know a solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. That's as a solar year, is 365 and a quarter days, exactly, number one. Number two, based on that, each season, you split it in by four, each season is 91 days and 7.5 hours. That's the key number we're going to have to know for this next line of Gemara. 91 days, you split 365 and a quarter into four. 91 days and 7.5 hours is every season, right? Summer, fall, spring, winter. A. B.
when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first made the first season, Nisan made the spring season, that was the first season, the Mefarshim seemed to say. So at the end of Wednesday the Maoros came into being, that's when the seasons came and the sun and the moon. So Wednesday night at 6 p.m. so then that's when the first season kicked in. So we're going to use that time period. Why the Mefarshim say, why using, we're going to deal with 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. perfect days. So they quote a Zohar, the Zohar in Parshas Vayakhel, that says, even though in Bisman, on this earth, you know, days change, but up in Shemayim is always perfect day, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And that's the Magen Avraham and Simon Aleph quotes. That's why there's a kiyum to say Tikkun Chatzos at midnight every night. Doesn't matter what the days are, but midnight, because in Shemayim it's always like that. And I saw the Mishkan's Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Mikalina has a Tshuva Simon Ayin Tess, where he talks about, tries to be Mezakeh the Rabbim, some people who daven very late. Says, oh, maybe in Shemayim, yes, it's winter, but maybe in Shemayim, they got this man, and some of my Allah's man, but interesting tshuva. Again, if we have time at the end, we'll come back to it, but now we got to move. Amar Shmuel. So remember the background. Year and how long a season? A season, again, is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Which means, basically, so whenever a season starts, so you got to know the next season, we're going to figure out exactly when the next season starts at time of day. That's going to be the key. Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Ein Tkufas Nisan Nofeles. Tkufas Nisan means the spring equinox. Beginning of Nisan. Every 3 months is going to be an equinox or a solstice. Ein Tkufas Nisan Nofeles Elo Ba'arba'a Rivi Hayom. The Tkufas Nisan can only fall out at the four perfect quarters of the day. Which means that, O b'tchilas hayom, O b'tchilas halayla, O b'chatzi yom, O b'chatzi layla. In other words, as we said, a year is 365 days and 6 hours long. So the spring equinox, meaning Tkufas Nisan, starts every day, is always going to be on a perfect part of the day. Meaning the first one in history started at 6 p.m. So then the following year, it's going to start at, right, midnight, because a year is 365 days and 6 hours. So it's going to start at midnight, and the following year it's going to start at 6 a.m., and the following year it's going to start at 12 noon. So it's always, if you could take Kufas Nisan, forevermore is going to start perfectly at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the night, middle of the day, the middle of the night. That's what Shmuel just said. Right, it's going to be, oh, b'tchilas hayom, b'tchilas halayla, b'chatzi yom, b'chatzi layla. The ain't Kufas Tamas Nofeles, and the summer solstice, which is 3 months later, when's that going to start? So just as easy, just do the math. If the let's say the first one started at, always starts at 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. or midnight or noon. So then the following one, how long is each season? 91 days and 7.5 hours. So it's only always going to be 7.5 hours after every possibility, which is basically 1.5 hours into the day or the night, because the six is another perfect, right? Each one is another perfect set, and then 1.5 hours past that. So that's what it says. El oba achas umechsa, oba shev umechsa bebeyom bebelayla. The summer solstice, which is the second season of the year, will always fall out 1.5 or 7.5 hours into the day or the night, depending when the first season was. So but it's always 7.5 hours after. Vein Tekuvas Tishrei Nofeles, so just continuing, the third one, which is the fall equinox, Tekuvas Tishrei always falls out, Obishalo shows, Obatecha shows, right? But this is another 7.5 hours after the previous one. Or just do the math, it's you're missing 1.5 hours from each one, so you have to just add 3 for the beginning 6 o'clock time. Because you have 7.5, 7.5, 15, however you want to do the math, that's an extra 7.5 hours, that's when that starts. Bein by yom, bein by laila, again by day or night. And finally, the fourth one, Vein Tekuvas Teves Nofeles, the winter solstice, always falls out. Ella oba arba omechsa oba eser omechsa bein bayom bein balayla. Again, the fourth season will always fall out. Just do the math. Add, you know, if you want to do it all together, 91 days, 7.5 hours times 3, and then add all that up, and then see what time period it will fall into the day or the night. Those are the rules. And then Shmuel adds, which this probably should have been the first line that he said, Vein bein tkufa letkufa ela tishim ve'echad yom shevo ashos umechsa. Every season is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Period. V'ein tkufa moshachas nichaverta el achatzi shah. What is this line? So we have to remember something that we had in Masechta Shabbos. Remember Masechta Shabbos, we had somebody's born under a certain constellation. There were seven major constellations. We spoke about Jupiter and Mercury and Venus. And every hour, another constellation, quote-unquote, rules. Every hour. So there were 7 of them. So, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, put into the Bria that right when the first hour started, so that was the first one on the list. Whatever it was, we had the list in Masechta Shabbos. So, the Shmuel is saying here that there are, let's say a season starts under, let's say 6 p.m., the Tekufa season started, under one constellation. So when this season, when the next season starts, so when is it, whose constellation is it going to be under? So it says it's always just going to be 1/2 hour later. It's always going to be the middle of that constellation. Why? Because there are seven seasons. Every season every season is 91 days and 7.5 hours, and there are seven. And there are seven constellations. So seven constellations will take, let's say, Jupiter. Let's say Tkufat Nisan starts in Jupiter, at the beginning of Jupiter, that hour. So then the next time, the next season is going to start the middle of Jupiter, because it's just a half an hour extra. That's all he's saying. That 7.5, there are seven constellations, so when the next Tkufa starts, it'll always be a Chatzi Shah, half an hour later. V'yomer Shmuel, and now he just says another statement. Ein l'cha Tkufat Nisan sh'rofelos b'tzedek she'ena m'shaberes es hilanos. Whenever Tkufat Nisan is ruled by Tzedek, what is that, Mercury? Right? She'ena m'shaberes, or Jupiter, I think it's Jupiter, right? So, Tkufat Nisan sh'rofelos b'tzedek she'ena m'shaberes es hilanos. If Tkufat Nisan ever falls when Jupiter is ruling, so then that creates tremendous, breaks trees, and it creates tremendous havoc in the world. And if Tkufas Teves, which is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, so if that ever falls Betzedek in Jupiter, that will dry out all the Zeraim. And by the way, these last two points are only if the moon's molid, again, when the moon can first be starts to get big, that's the molid is going to be last Shabbos. So if the molid is under Levana in the moon, or Betzedek, or when Jupiter is ruling. Okay, so we bring in a little lunar issues as well. Interesting, just Rashi here, four lines to the bottom, quotes. Right, Rashi's here goes through all the details. Rashi quotes Reb Shabtai Ditalu Harofe Pirshu Haiti V'Sefer Chachmoni Shelo. Rashi quotes Sefer HaChachma, about the Sefer Refuah. Interesting. So, got to look in the Maris Chayes, talks about who this person was. Can look in the encyclopedias. Okay. There's seven mazalos. So during that extra half, the first mazal comes back. And the next season starts halfway through the first mazel again. And then the second half hour, which is really the second hour. It starts in the middle of an hour, and then the second one will be the next mazel. Tanur Rabbanan, Amud Beis, new sugya, but it's somewhat challenging as well. Let's get into it. You have the picture book, that we're going to need it. But we'll try to have it borrow and clear. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamar Rabbeya Sa'ir, if you square your city, osa kim in tavla murubah. So as we said, you inscribe a square around your circle. V'chozer umurabeya es atchumim, and then you make more squares. V'osin osa kim in tavla murubah, and you make them exactly all squared off. What does that mean? As follows, as we'll see in a minute. It means you make more squares. So where do you make the squares? Ukeshu mode lo yimdod be emsa hakeren alpayim ama v'neshu mafzedes azavios. Ella, what does that mean? Let's say you have a city that's a circle, and you put a square around it. Wonderful, fine. If you want to look in your picture book, in picture 203, so the middle area. So you have a circle, you put a square around it. Let's say you go to the northeast corner of your city, and you walk diagonally 2,000 amos straight out. Says the Gemara, you're going to lose a certain area. Because let's say if you walk straight, let's say you have your tchum, which is now a square. If you go straight north, south, east, and west, 2,000 amos, and we know, then you square that area. And that's all directly on top, bottom, east, and west of your city. So you have the middle square, which is your city, and then north, south, east, and west of that perfectly is squares of 2,000 by 2,000 amos. Fine. But what about the corners in each direction? If you would go out, says the Gemara, directly, diagonally, 2,000 amos, so that's going to shortchange you. Because if that's going to be where your limit is, that's not as good, you don't have as much chum, as if you would rather square off the 2,000 amos boxes that you have directly north and east of your cities. Let's say, so what you have to do, in other words, is, according to this Gemara, let's say you have your square city in the middle, go straight up, down, right, and left. And have cubes of 2,000 amos on each side, and then square those off. Square the two corners of what's north and what's east, square those off until you reach a corner, and then your diagonal from the corner of your city to the corner of that box is going to be more than 2,000 amos. And that's going to help you out. That's what the Gemara says in the picture 203, in the northeast and the southwest, that's why you build squares. If you'd go straight out, your 2,000 amos would end shorter, and you'd lose 800 amos in the blue. With the blues, you lose those 800 amos. That's why, says the Gemara, let's read it again. Ukshimode, line 4, when you measure, lo yidon me emsa karen apayim ama. Don't go directly straight out from the corner. But it's obvious, because you're going to lose those extra corners. Ella, maybe tavla merubaas, kshihi apayim ama, apayim ama. But rather, bring a cube that's 2,000 by 2,000 amos, just like what you had on top. Put another one in the corner, umanicha bekaren ba'alachsono, and put it diagonally on the corner, top edge, or all the quarters of your city. So your tchum is the entire 9 squares, so to speak, right? The 8 squares around, and then the 1 square in the middle of your city. Nimseis, so it comes out, the Gemara summarizes, ha'ir mistakeres arba meos amos lakan, v'arba meos amos lakan. Step 1, when you took your circle city and you put a square around it, that gained you 400 amos to each corner. And that, if you look in the picture, that's the green. There's 400 amos extra of, because that's the ratio that the Gemara uses. If you have a circle and you build a square around it, each corner got you an extra 400 amos. Nimsu tchumin mistakwin chesmeos amos kan v'chesmeos amos lakan. And putting the court outside your city, putting these squares on the corners instead of going straight out, that got you 800 amos on each side. That's the blue. The blue is another 800 amos on each corner, which is the cube in the corner. That's the area that's gained for you. Nimsu, so it comes out, add it up. Ha'ir v'hatzchumin v'stakon elfa masayim lakan v'elfa masayim lakan. So you have 1,200, add the 800 plus the 400, 1,200 extra amos on each in each direction. Okay, so that's the halacha of tchumin. That's what you're allowed to do. Yeah? What do you mean, in l'davar sof? If you're in the corner, what do you mean? If beyond this square, you can't walk. Beyond these, why one square? Because you go by the 2,000 amos, let's say, in each primary direction, and then you even out those corners. You even out those corners, so now it's straight in those corners. That's why you're allowed to have this extension, because it starts off with the 2,000 amos. But just that's in each primary direction, and you have to even it out of the corners, just because that has a longer diagonal. That's okay. Or Mekel. Amar Abaya, Umishkachas Laba Masa Dahavi Trey Alfi Atrey Alfi. By the way, all these calculations only work when you have a perfect square of a city, 2,000 by 2,000 amos. Obviously, if it's a smaller or larger city, the dimensions will be longer or shorter. But the Abaya just says that all the dimensions that we spoke about, the 800 and the 400, is when you have a perfect city of 2,000 by 2,000, and when your middle cube of the city is 2,000 by 2,000. Tanya, we have a Tosefta. Amr Belazab Reb Yosi, the Tosefta says, Tchum Ari Leviim Alpayim Amma, the Tchum of Ari Leviim. We know this, the Leviim did not get Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They got 48 cities, 6 of which were Ari Miklat. But those 48 cities, the Torah describes, there is extra space beyond the actual city. You have to give them another 2,000 amos area outside their tchidi, outside the city. Not the Tchum, what we're talking about, the Tchum Shabbos. That's beyond the Tchum of their city. But you give them an extra 2,000 amos, and the first 1,000 of that you have to leave flat and open, and beyond that you could build orchards and fields. So that's what it says. You have 2,000 amos outside the Ari Leviim. Same hen elef amma migrash. The first 1,000 has to be migrash, has to be a field let without anything. Nimsa, so it comes out, if you leave the first 1,000 fallow and the other 1,000 is going to be filled with orchards, nimsa migrash aviyah, it comes out that the field is going to be a quarter of your area. Right? It's not. So as we'll talk about, isn't that half? 1,000 to 2,000. So we'll figure that out in a second. Vahashar, and the other 1,000 is sadas v'kramim, our fields and vineyards. That's the Tosefta. So first we want to know what's the source for this. Minon immediately, what's the source for Migrash being 1,000 out of the 2,000? Amar Rava to Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Miki ha'ir v'chutza elef amos aviv, from outside the walls of the city, 1,000 amos around. And we dash it from that, Amar Torah, saveves ha'ir be'elef, go around the city with 1,000 amos. So that is why, if you want to look in your picture book, if you look in your in source picture 204, so the middle area, the middle box is the city of the Leviim. The blue square, well, the whole, all nine boxes, 2,000 amos in each direction. And again, you draw the tchum in the same way, you add on those corner boxes, that's 2,000 amos. Inside the blue, the inner square, that's 1,000 amos out in each direction. 1,000 amos out, that's the migrash. That's the migrash, the extra area right outside the city, which you're not allowed to plant anything in. That's the migrash, that's 1,000 amos. But said the Tosefta, so that's a quarter of the area. Nimsa migrash revia. So ask the Gemara. Revia, Palgahave. It's a half. It's not right. We know it's a half of the area. It says Amar Rava. So Rava says no. Bar Ada Mishocha Azroli. Bar Ada, the measurer or the one who measures the tchumen. Azroli, explain it to me. The following Mishkachas of Amasa Davi Trei Alfi Al Trei Alfi. Okay, so let's get the math brains on. So you have a city of, again, 2,000 by 2,000 amos. That's your cube in the middle. Tchum kamahave. So how many square amos do you get from a city like that? So if you look at the middle, so let's say the middle one is 2,000 by 2,000. So first take the actual north, south, east, west boxes, those four boxes. So it goes, you go out 2,000, right? And we're talking about a city that's 2,000 by 2,000. So each one of these, north, south, east, west, is a cube of 2,000 by 2,000, meaning 4 million square amos. 2,000 by 2,000, each box, each cube is 4 million square amos. So if you add up all the brown boxes, those are the tchum boxes, you have 16 million square amos. That's what Gemara says. Tchum kamahavi, how much area of tchum do you have? Shitzar, 16 million square amos. Kronos kamahavim, the extra corner boxes that you're allowed to have, that you figured out with the tchum, that's the red boxes, kamahavi shitzar, that's another 16. So altogether so far, you have 32 million square amos. That's as much area as you have. Dal Tamanius, now how much is the Migrash? And we want to figure out what the ratio is, because the Tosefta said a quarter. Dal Tamanya de Tchumin. So how much in the brown boxes, in the Tchumin, take half of those for the Migrash. Right? Half of those, the first 1,000 is the Migrash. So each one of those is a rectangle of 2,000 by 1,000, right? Because there's 1,000 amos out of the city, 2,000 amos across. So each one of those is 2 million square amos, 2, 4, 6, 8. Four boxes. So 8 million. So Dal Tamanya de Tchumin, 8 million square amos is of the tchum is the migrash va'arba de kronos, and four square amos, 4 million square amos, because you take a little cube of each of the corner, the red boxes, as part of the migrash, right? Because if you square that, so each of those is 1,000 by 1,000. That's only right. So you add those up. So that's 4 million. 1 million square amos in each one. So that's 8 million square amos of migrash in your tchumin. 4 million square amos of migrash in your corners, in your kronos. That's 12. So you have 12 million amos of migrash. Kama avitresa, 12 million. Oh! 12 million square amos of migrash, 32 million square amos altogether. So you got your quarter. Name some migrash revia. So you have your quarter, 12 million to 32 million. Says the Gemara, that's not a quarter. Tvei mitlasenit, that's more than a third. What do you mean it's a quarter? It's more than a third. 12 to 32? So Gemara says, okay, I see Abra Damasa, Shadi Elayu. Include, in the ratio, include the city itself. So the city itself is, right, it's 4 million. So add on, so you have 36 million. That's the ratio. So it's really 12 million to 36 million. So Gemara says, Akati, still not a quarter. Tzlasavi, okay, so that was a perfect third. 12 to 36. So the Gemara now says, okay, no, Misavris, Karibiri, what's the Tosefta talking about? No, you misunderstood the case. Misavris, Buribua Kamar, Biigula Kamar. We're talking about a circular city. Not a square city. Picture number 205. The city in the middle is circular, so the migrash around there is going to be circular. And just the ratio that that is used by the Gemara is that whenever you have a square around the circle, then how much more area is in the square than the circle? A quarter more area. So just take off, without you have to do all the math again, just as much migrash as we had before, just take off a quarter of that. So migrash we had before, how much area was all together? 8 million plus 4 million was 12 million. Take off a quarter of it, leaves you with 9 million square amos. 9 million square amos. The total remains the same. Altogether, 36, 9 to 36 is a quarter of the area. Kama meruba yasser al eagle revia. So how much is a square more than a circle revia? It's a quarter more. Dal revia minayu. Take away a quarter of the area of the migrash. Na pashul hutisha. So you have 9 million square amos of migrash. Vitisha. Mitlasin Vishisa Rivahave, and 9 out of 36 million, which is the total amount, including the city, total amount of square amos you have, is a quarter. Beautiful. That is the first pshat that we have on the tending of the Tosefta. We will stop here. We'll have 3 more pshatim of this Tosefta, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, and then Bez Hashem, we will make it to that Mishnah. We will make it to that next Mishnah. It's coming up. Okay. How do you know square off the Migrash? At least because the Tchum, regarding Tchum, is a good question. Regarding the Tchum of the Ari Levium for the 2,000 Amos, you square it off. regarding the Migrash, the assumption is that that remains a circle. That goes exactly around 2,000 amos around. But it's a good question, because if you look, the tchum is still a square. You don't square off a migrash, because this whole halach of squaring, that's a chiddush of the Rabbanan in tchumen. But migrash, the Torah says, is a thousand. So that's why you just have to go 1,000 out from the circular city. Okay, Teishir was Lechanishmas Yitzchak Ben Peretz. Yitzchak Ben Peretz.